Okay, this week's parashas, Vayikra, it says, Vayikra el Moshe, and God called to Moshe. And here there's a very interesting thing that says there's a little aleph in the Chumash, a little letter aleph. It doesn't say, it says Vayikra with a little aleph, which is Vayikra. And Rashi comes to explain the difference between the Loshon Vayikra and Vayikra. So what's the difference between the Loshon Vayikra, Rashi says, is a Loshon of Chiba, a Loshon of endearment, right? A Loshon of closeness. A closeness to Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Moshe Rabbeinu was the closest that a man could be to his Creator. And the way Chazal say it, the way the Pasuk says it, Peh el Peh adaberbo, God spoke to him directly, mouth to mouth. The other Loshon, if you, the small Aleph, you take that small Aleph and you remove it, it's Loshon Vayikra. Rashi says that's a Loshon of Mikra, of happening. The way the other Nevi'im, or Lehavdil, Bilam, Kodesh Baruch Hu kara leBilam, korelo, he happened upon him. It's a Loshon Tumas, says Rashi. It's a Loshon of impurity. Right? There's more to speak about it. It's also Loshon, same word that is Loshon Keri, Loshon of issue. There's more to explain what that means. But I'm going to focus more on what this Aleph is doing. So why is this Aleph small? Why isn't it a big Aleph? It should be Vayikra with a big Aleph. So, first of all, the small Aleph implies that it's Kivyachol, Loshon Vayikra, that Moshe Rabbeinu is like the other Nevi'im. Lo Pe'al Pe'al Debebo. So why here Chumash is putting this little Aleph in? And what is why an Aleph? Why is the Aleph all the difference? So we know from Chazal that Aleph represents, the word Aleph represents Aleph, thousand. Thousand is always beyond man's like contemplation. Aleph is the Loshon of Pela, beyond man's comprehension. Aleph represents Alufo Shel Olam. It represents Kivyochol, Kodesh Baruch Hu, that aspect of Kodesh Baruch Hu which is beyond us. So when you have a small Aleph, and that makes the Loshon of Chiba, that shows a connection with Aluf Shalom. That shows a connection to the Pella. That shows a connection to the world that's beyond man. But man cannot have a full connection to that world. The maximum man can have a connection is a small Aleph. A small connection, a somewhat connection. In this world, you cannot have a complete connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, as much as Moshe Rabbeinu, who was anav mikol adam, right? And that anava, that humility, is what brought him to that level of that vayikra with a small aleph. That level of humility, but it's limited. Man is still in his goof, in his body. He still has a goof. And as much as Moshe Rabbeinu could reach as a human being living this world, says the Gemara, that Kodesh Baruch, that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to see the Hanhaga, the way Kodesh Baruch Hu connects to this world, and he wasn't shown it. And then another Gemara, Mandama, says he was shown it. So simply speaking, he was shown the Hanhaga, the way the world works, the lower Hanhaga. This is what's called the Anhaga Samishpat, the Anhaga in which the world works. Alpi Rachmim, Alpi Mercy, but the higher Anhaga that works in complete Chesed, that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't see. And that's what the Gemara says, when he showed in Panav, the Panim of a person is the face of a person, Kivyachol, the face of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, is the complete Chesed of a person. The back of a person, when a person shows your back, right? So it's like showing his anger, his disdain, his midas adin. That's what back represents. So when Moshe Rabbeinu saw the back of Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kivyachol, he saw the back, his place of his tefillin, tefillin shel yad, tefillin fel rosh, the kesher of tefillin, the connection, the kesher, the knot of tefillin, which is in the or, which is just above the oref, right, just above that neck part, that kesher represents the pnim, which represents some aspect of the panim, some aspect of the face, kivyachol, of Kodesh Baruch Hu, that ha'arat panim, And that kesher is what represents the small aleph. That's the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. He didn't see the full aleph, he didn't see the panim, but he saw the kesher of tefillin, an aspect of that panim, a small aspect which is represented in the small aleph. So Moshe Rabbeinu, as much as man can see, as much as the level that man can get to connecting with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu reached that. He reached the highest level of connection that a human being can reach. And that's what's represented in Vayikra. He didn't see the higher level, the complete higher level of the Panim of Kodesh Baruch Hu. He didn't see the Chesed Gamur, the complete loving kindness that radiates from Kodesh Baruch Hu Kivyochol Panav. Like when you say Birkus Kadim, you say Panav Elecha. Kodesh Baruch Hu will show His grace, His panim, His face, kivyachol, to you. It's showing His complete chesed. Moshe Rabbeinu did not see that. No human being can see that. But he saw some level of His face with regards to seeing, when you're seeing the back of the Keshev Tefillin, which is Ha'ara, which is some sort of Ha'ara, some sort of level of seeing that of the panim. But it's not a seeing of the panim. It's not a seeing of that complete chesed. Why does the whole of this Chumash start off, and it's called Vayikra, and it starts off with this connection of Moshe Rabbeinu to Hashem? L'chara, that Bereishis should have started like that. We should have started off with Moshe Rabbeinu's connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? Or Shmos, I don't know where. And then, why does Vayikra start with this Aleph? Vayikra is the Sefer of the Korbanos. Of when we have the Oel Moed, we have the Tabernacle, and Chas V'Shalom, if we sin, or if we disconnect from Kodesh Baruch Hu through all the different types of impurities, or Machlot Asurot, or food which are bad for us, which separate us, right? Or Tumah that comes from a man, or a woman, or whatever. All these halachas. Why is that embellished in this word, Vayikra? What is Vayikra telling us? And what's it telling us that, you know, that it embodies the whole of this Sefer? Let me explain the concept of Tumah, because that's really what Vayikar is. Vayikar, Rashi says, Loshon Tumah, Loshon of disconnect. Tumah comes from the word Timtum. Timtum, right, in Hebrew means to be ne'etam, to be disconnected. What are you disconnected from? Right? Like a tumtum. A tumtum, someone who's disconnected from his evarim, from he's unable to express those evarim. Those evarim are disconnected from him or hidden from him. So, what it's really telling you here is that the Loshon Vayikar, the Loshon of Mikre, the Loshon of the world is just a place where things happen. That's a concept of disconnection. A person lives that type of life. That's a life of, the world happened to be, the world, this happened to me today, that happened to me. Like, what happened to you today? Just that question, what happened to you today, is a lotion of disconnection. We don't say what happened to us. We say, there was Siyat Dishmai, we had help of heaven with this way, or God help me here, or, you know, Baruch Hashem, this occurred to me today. Kodesh Baruch Hu helped me here, or, you know, something bad happened and I don't understand what Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling me. We look at the world differently. We look at the world as teaching us something about our relationship with God. That's the Loshon of Chiba, that's the Loshon of Yikra. The concept of Tumah is disconnect. And Tumah, we add the letter Aleph to tell us what we're disconnected from. We're tum-tum from the Aleph. We're disconnected to the Aleph. We're disconnected from Alufo Shel Olam. And that's the whole of Vayikra. Vayikra is the Chumash when man disconnects through Averas, through impurities, through eating incorrectly, through all different things that separate him from the world. Right? Arias, improper relations, which separate him from his proper connections. All disconnections are written in this book. And the Aleph of Moshe Rabbeinu, that Loshon Chiba, that Aleph, which we're disconnecting from, this sefer, through the korbanos and through other things, the purity that we learn, the kedusha that we learn, kedushim to you, the kedusha, be prushim from our eyes, all these things, Yom Kippur, which is also mentioned, the kapara, and the reconnecting to our Creator, all these things which are written in Parshas Vayikra, is how to connect to that Aleph. How to go from Vayikra, happenings, to Vayikra, where we have a connection, where we see the Siyata Dishmaya, the help of God in our lives. We see a Kodesh Baruch, we see the Alufo Shel Olam, however small it is, because it's always a small Aleph. But that small Aleph we see in our everyday life. We don't talk about things happening to us. We try and work out, why are they happening? What is God trying to teach me? What does the Kodesh Baruch want me? I'm going Shidduchim. They're not going well. Why? Because I haven't found enough Shadchanim. Or because there's not enough girls around. Or because, I mean, there can be practical reasons. But there can also be, what does the Kodesh Baruch mean? Maybe I'm not ready. Maybe something needs to change. Maybe I have to work on something. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe not. But I have to work out the Kodesh Baruch who's talking to me. I have to work out, what's my Vayikra? Do I look at what's happening to me in the world as Vayikra? It's happening to me, without the Aleph. Or do I look at what's happening to me in my personal life as Vayikra? There's this little Aleph that I have to work out what it means to me, how to connect, and how to change the Vayikra in my life, the happenings in my life, to God speaking to me directly.